in Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and as I'm sure you know by now, the town of Springfield, Ohio, has been all over the news recently. They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, you know, the fake bomb threats. And Trump, he's being blamed by our lying legacy media for all of it. But something much bigger is happening, not only in Springfield, but all across our country. All of this insanity in the end is just a symptom of a far deeper problem. Stick with me to the very end of this video to see exactly why Springfield, Ohio should matter to all of us.
These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into... They flipping cars in the middle of the street. Only reason I even went on here and said something about it is because somebody told me they walking from the school and a Haitian almost ran into them. And who is getting paid? Like, how much money is y'all really getting paid, like, to bring them over here? Like, I know it's deeper than them. I know that's where they come from, and that's what they do.
But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly, and last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noel, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status, and you're protecting them, and I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed. But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me?
What's happening in Springfield, Ohio, is in actuality a very real clash of civilizations. And the consequences of that clash appear most explicitly in the economic health and well-being of any geography. But first, here are some stats about Springfield. Springfield is a town of 60,000. The migration into Springfield of not just Haitian immigrants, but all immigrants, is 15,000. Even if this was an influx of non-immigrants, the economy would be dire. The townspeople of Ohio are living paycheck to paycheck as rents and housing prices skyrocket. Petty crime is skyrocketing. Traffic accidents and property damage is through the roof.
They don't belong here. They're eating cats and shit.
They're just going to let hillbillies fight Haitians, and that's what they want.
6 wrecks a day from all Haitians, and there's nobody but the Haitians.
We're not too good behind the wheels.
Springfield, I've lived here 71 years. It's never been like this.
But why? Why, of all places, Springfield? Well, first, it's important to understand that what's happening in Springfield is a formula to weaken us. Globalist establishment elites put these policies in place to hold back and hamper liberty-minded patriots from economic advancement. Gang, this is happening all over the country and all over the world, frankly. However, we see it and experience it more acutely in small rural communities because the degradation of those places happen quicker and more suddenly. But none of us would say this isn't happening in our cities. None of us would say this kind of degradation isn't happening in New York or LA or frankly anywhere. And this is the key to the intention of the globalists, to tear down any access you have to economic freedom, because once you're controlled, you're reliant. And once you're reliant, you're enslaved. And that's what they want. Total control over your thoughts, your body, and your capacities to be free. To help us think through these crazy times, my guest is Jeff Rakowski, owner and founder of Kingdom 320. Now, I'll just say, if those poor patriots in Ohio had known about Jeff, his teachings, and Kingdom 320, I think some of these problems would have been avoided, but we'll talk about that later. Jeff has a free training coming up soon, so make sure to mark your calendars. It's on Thursday, September 26th at 8 p.m. Eastern. His team have held these before for our audience and have changed the lives of many of you. Jeff, welcome back, man. Great to see you again.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Steve. Really looking forward to this one for sure.
Yeah, I mean, can I just cut to the chase on this? I mean, what the heck is really going on in Springfield?
I mean, you mentioned it in your intro, Dr. Steve. I mean, we saw now reported almost 20,000 immigrants literally overnight coming into a city with only 60,000. I mean, that's a 33% increase in population overnight, which is just mind blowing. We've heard about the uptick in the car accidents, the property damage. Over $300,000 are being spent in some local schools just for translators, and bank cards given to the immigrants with $20,000 to spend. Basically, it's just unheard of. And the thing is, if you speak out against it, you're considered not passionate. But the reality is, the citizens of Springfield, Ohio, are being ignored. And the immigrants are really just being manipulated and used for an agenda. And it's much, much worse than Springfield. It's easy to focus in on Springfield, Ohio, and be concerned. But like you mentioned, this is happening in L.A. This is happening in New York. It's just much more pronounced in these smaller markets. So it's much, much worse than Springfield. This is part of really a national agenda that is sweeping across our nation. That Christian patriots, we're the ones that have to rise up and fight it. I've been saying it, you know, every time I come on your show, that there is an agenda to turn the United States of America into a renter nation specifically. They do not want Christian patriots owning their own land and their own properties. So the problem is, unfortunately, much, much bigger than Ohio.
Wow. Let's name names here. Or at least point fingers. Who's causing this? Who's behind this?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, you know, it is an agenda, and it's evil. You know, we have a political issue for sure. We have a financial issue for sure, but it's really a spiritual issue. You know, I was reading. I want to share a scripture with your audience, if that is okay, because I was looking at this morning. It's very brief in Matthew 13:28. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in the field. But while everyone was sleeping, an enemy came in and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. The owner's servants came to him and said, sir, didn't we sow good seed in your field? Where did all these weeds come from? And the master says, an enemy has done this. And, you know, Dr. Steve, I had an interesting experience probably about 2 years ago. I was in a green room at an event with Robert O'Neill. You know, the Navy SEAL that took out bin Laden. And I was asking him, you know, Robert, what's going on in our country? This is in the midst of COVID. And he said something I'll never forget. He says, Jeff, he says, God has never been able to get hold of a political party in this country, but the enemy has. So there is an evil agenda working through the Democratic Party, the Democratic machine, as we've referred to it. And really, the agenda is not just about, you know, flooding Springfield, Ohio with immigrants. It's about control. They are after controlling everything, controlling our lives, controlling our assets, controlling our guns, controlling our speech. And it's something that has to be fought against.
How is this allowed to happen? It just seems to be astonishing with the Republicans in Congress, with a Republican triumvirate in Ohio. They own the legislature, the governorship. Yeah. How is this allowed to happen?
You know, I mean, right in the scripture says, while the people were sleeping.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that. And it's not our fault for the most part, because when we look at what we've been taught in our country as it pertains to finances, as it pertains to real estate. You know, we've been taught to work hard in school, get good grades, go out and get a good job. And we're taught to save our way to retirement, to save our way to wealth. And there was a period of time in our country where that was actually good, solid financial advice. But today, in terms of providing for our family, being in a good position in retirement, it's almost impossible to save your way to wealth. I was reading an article the other day that stated, if you want to live 20 years in retirement and you need $10,000 a month to cover your living expenses, you simply need to save $3.4 million. And for the average American, it is unachievable right now. When you read statistics that 42% of this country is going to retire broke, meaning they have less than $10,000 in retirement, this is a crisis that we are facing. And it's really been an indoctrination. We're taught, I mean, this is still being taught in the public school systems across the country. They're not teaching us how to invest. They're not teaching us how to buy property. They're not teaching us how to do the things that are necessary so we don't have to become dependent on the government. And that's really the agenda that I talked about a moment ago, Dr. Steve, is the enemy is using the Democratic Party because it ultimately wants the American people dependent on the government, and it wants us owning nothing.
Wow. So an intentional economic illiteracy. So give us some hope here. Give us some hope here, Jeff. We're all about courage and overcoming these obstacles. Yes. What's the solution to this?
Man, you know, there is always hope, and it's very easy, you know, and especially, you know, to all your listeners right now, I want you to hear this loud and clear. It's very easy to look around the world and be discouraged, to look around our country and to be in fear, because that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to get us afraid. Afraid people don't step out in faith. Afraid people don't go take territory. Afraid people don't possess land. And the Bible tells us God did not give us that spirit. He did not give us the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. So really, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, we have a free class coming up that you mentioned a moment ago, and free for your listeners. And we're going to empower them with some incredible tools that they need so they're not caught up in this agenda. But honestly, it's not about my training. It's just about these are financial principles that need to get into the hands of all Christian patriots. So really, in my opinion, Dr. Steve, there's three things that I want your listeners to hear. There's three things that because if we don't do these things, we're going to get hurt. Real estate specifically, you know, we've seen inflation on the rise all across the country. It's not going to slow down. We look at the amount of money being printed right now in our country. The new tax bill that Kamala Harris is running on, a $25,000 tax credit for homes, taxes on unrealized capital gains, all of these different things, people don't understand will hurt us and put the American people in much more of a deficit that they are now. But there is a wave of opportunity coming that if we do these three things, you know, we could ride the wave and not get crushed by the wave. And it's important, not just for ourselves and our own family, but it's important that we get the oxygen mask on ourselves so we can help the people around us. But the three things, very simply, is faith. We have to understand that if you read the end of the good book, we win, right? This is not the end of the story. This is not the final chapter, right? But it is impossible to do anything of significance without faith. So number one is having faith. Number two is we have to get the right education. We're not being provided the right education in the public school systems and universities across the country. Specifically, God's people, Christian patriots, they need financial education. They need to understand how to invest their way to wealth, to invest their way to providing for their families, and not just for their families, but providing for future generations and promoting God's kingdom, having an impact on the community around them that they're called to have. So that's where, you know, my company, Kingdom 320, we feel called to step in and provide that education. But again, this is not about getting people into my education. I don't care where you get it. You just have to get it. I feel like I'm Paul Revere just saying the British are coming. You know, get on, get equipped with the right tools. So number two is the right education. And number three is taking action, because faith without works is dead. We have to get out there. We have to learn new things. We have to expose ourselves to new things. And what's great about real estate, Dr. Steve, is it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter how much money you currently have, how much money you currently don't have, how old you are, how young you are. Are you willing to learn some simple principles? And it's really just math. And the thing that we're going to focus on heavily at the free webinar is really two things, is showing people how to buy real estate without having to save the money to buy it or even use their own money. and how to locate the deals, how to locate the opportunities that are all around us. And they are all around us, all across this country. We just haven't been taught and trained how to recognize them. So those are the three things: faith, get the right education, and take action. If you don't do something different, you're just going to, you know, continue to get the same results and just have the same level of impact that you're currently having.
Can you just, and then maybe just put it all together in terms of how it all works, how it all fits together. I mean, what you're saying is just brilliant. I know, is it Robert Kiyosaki's been saying for how long now? I mean, I think longer than you and I've been. I don't want to date him too long. I've been alive the whole time. You're far younger than I, but he's been saying this economic illiteracy is just it's just killing us, and it drives him crazy. And that's what he's devoted so much of his writing to. Just can you give us a little sense of just how maybe an action plan or something, how this works out? I know you'll go deeper into the in the free training, but.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's three types of income that you could focus on generating as a real estate investor. And when I say real estate investor and going into the business of real estate, a lot of people get intimidated by that. You know, thinking I need to have a brick and mortar location, 15 employees, you know, running this big operation. And real estate can certainly do that. It certainly can be that. But it also could be you and your spouse, you know, just working from a home office a couple hours a week, you know, buying a handful of rental properties, you know, per year. So really, you know, it's about helping people, you know, really where they currently are and where they want to be. And obviously, I don't know all of your listeners. I look forward to meeting many of them on the free webinar. But I do know that Christian patriots, we typically fall into one of three categories as it pertains to finances. Maybe right now, finances are causing a source of stress. Right. Maybe we're carrying some student loans that have been harder to pay off than we thought, or got a little happy with our credit cards. We're carrying some bad debt. And, you know, you're working a job because that's what we've been taught to do. Money, your paycheck comes in, you're excited, but then immediately goes out the door to service a lot of bad debt. Well, within real estate, there's systems that we're going to teach on this webinar where you can start generating, you know, smaller profits, $5,000 to $10,000 typically, over a shorter period of time that could be used, you know, to offset some of that bad debt. And then potentially many of our students go on, like some of our students, we were just celebrating some of our students yesterday, Picos. Picos is his first name out of Texas. He's done 10 properties since May and was able to step away, you know, from his current job. And we have story after story like that. So we have active income where within real estate, we're going to teach you systems where you can generate smaller profits in a shorter period of time without having to use money or even in some cases own the property. And then the second thing is maybe some of your listeners, you know, finances are not causing stress right now, but they're just looking to, man, they've spent a lot of their lives working for money. And they want to learn how to get money working for them. And that's all about passive income. And it's one of my favorite things to teach. I believe, you know, God right now is wanting his people to take territory, literal territory, buy land, buy apartment buildings, like my partners and I are doing, and, you know, and buy property. So that's all about getting money working for them. Many people are depending on retirement accounts sitting in a 401k. And it's like a game of where musical chairs, right? When they retire, is it going to be up? Is it going to be down? And they have no control over it. But there's things that we're going to teach on that webinar where you could self-direct retirement accounts, start investing in real estate now and not ride the roller coaster of the stock market. And then we're going to touch on legacy income. And this is doing some things like my partners and I are doing right now, buying large commercial apartment buildings across the country that'll be, you know, really used to leave a legacy that'll live way beyond us. And that's what the Bible asks us to do. In Proverbs, it says a good man or a good woman will leave an inheritance for their children's children. And that's much more than money. I understand that. But finances should be a part of it as well.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you so much, Jeff, for being with us.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure, Dr. Steve. Love you guys.
Well, gang, there you have it. With these insane times, you never know when the evils that be, as it were, will come to kill, steal, and destroy your legacy. Now, Jeff and I have a free training coming up where he will not only teach you how to protect your legacy from the deep state of the globalist elites, but also how to increase it so you can live a lifestyle by your own design and not the decisions of countless others impacting your life and assets. Also, Jeff is promising a free gift exclusively for my listeners, so don't wait to sign up. I'll be there, and you should be too. Click on that link in the description below or scan the QR code on the screen to join us on Thursday, September 26th, 8 p.m. Eastern. Hope to see you there.